Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, family. Welcome to the Black Womaniverse. This is your host, Goddess C. Wisdom, also affectionately known as Goddess Tara. Tonight's segment will be about what you think about me is none of my business. Some people will think that is quite funny, but I think that topic is very much needed. What you think about me is none of my business. Anyway, we'll go ahead and play some music for a hot second so we can get the chat room open. And for those who want to come participate in the chat, come on over to blogtalkradio.com/Black Womaniverse. And, you know, sign up on Blog Talk so you can participate in the chat. And if you want to call in and participate with the discussion, the phone number is 646-716-7675. We'll be right back.
Oh,
sisters. Welcome back to the Black Womaniverse. This is Goddess Seek Wisdom, also known as Tara. Sister Earth, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, sis?
I'm good. Can't wait to get started with this topic.
I think it's needed, especially for Black women.
Especially for us, for sure.
Wow. What you think about me is none of my business. Every
Amen
time I say that, I have to laugh. Because a lot of time as Black women, before we make any decision, sometimes we think about, well, you know, before I do this or say this or make this move in my life, what is my family going to think? What is my husband going to think? What are my friends going to think? But we really don't take an assessment of how important this decision may be for us. We're most times so busy thinking about how other people feel about the decisions we make in our life.
Exactly.
Well, I wrote a couple things down, you know, a couple of points I want to get into. Of course, this topic is going to go off into other topics. Of course, as usual, y'all know how we do. Want to shout out the people in the chat room, Cosmic Fire, and then we also have a guest 2021 in the chat room. If you're listening, whether you're on Facebook or whether you're on our website, www.blackwombniverse.webs.com, you can come on over to blogtalkradio.com/blackwombniverse and participate in the chat room, as well as call in with your questions or comments. The call-in number is 646-716-7675. This is an open forum for the sisters. So if you are a sister and you want to call in and participate with this conversation, feel free to call in. Anyway, like I said, I took a little time out, Sister Earth, and was doing a little self-reflection and everything, and I wrote down a couple things during my break away from this radio show as well as the other radio show that we host, The Order of My Eye. And during my time away, you know, a couple of things came to my attention. If anyone hasn't listened to the previous show that was done, which is called Time Out for Me, please go back into the archives and listen to that show, because that particular topic was very important as well. So definitely go back and listen to that. Tonight's topic, what you think about me is none of my business. Why is what other people think of you important? Why is that important? Why is that something that we always worry about or think about when we first start to make decisions for ourselves?
You know, I think it has to do with self-esteem almost. I think we, especially as women, we're kind of, I mean, from the day that we're born, it's almost like we're taught to be a certain way. You want to make sure that you please your parents, or, you know, goals from your parents to pleasing your friends or whatever. I think it really has to do with self-esteem, because you don't want to be ostracized or left out or whatever in your mind you think is going to happen if you don't go with the flow, with the program. We're not necessarily taught to be independent thinkers. We're taught to go with the flow. So I think sometimes we get wrapped up in that and our upbringing or how we're taught or what we pick up.
I think you're right. It's like, I know, you know, when you look back at our culture, we used to have a very, and we still do have it, but we don't have it here in the Americas in a big way from what I can see. The women were kind of sort of groomed and taken through rites of passage which instilled certain qualities and certain things in the women, which made them be proud of themselves. And the women were looked to as the oracles and the healers in the community, and everyone looked to them to make decisions or to give some background on making decisions. And it's almost like that has totally been turned around 180. Like, we have to seek approval from other people before we make major decisions in our life. And sometimes those things can hold us back from growing and blossoming into what we really need to be for ourselves and our community.
Exactly. And there comes a time when it's like, maybe want people's advice or their opinions, but you can't live your life always trying to please somebody or worrying about what somebody else thinks, because no one else's journey is your own journey.
Right. That is very important right there. Each of us, in my perspective, each of us are here for a specific reason. And just because someone else, made a decision in their life, doesn't mean that same decision or that mistake they made in their life is applicable to my life. The thing that I've seen happen is, for example, say you have a mother. Everybody has a mother, so let me rearrange that question. But it's like, your mother may have had you when she was young, and she sees certain qualities of herself in you, and she wanted to be a doctor. So now that you're growing up, she's pushing, go to college. I think you'll be a great doctor. You need to do this, you need to do that. And it's almost like we get pressured to live out someone else's dreams, and that may not be what we want for ourselves. And some people don't know how to handle that. Some people don't know how to say, look, that's not really what I want for myself, and can you just allow me to be me? And then they feel bad because they haven't done what their friends or their family expected them to do, and our friends and our family shouldn't have any expectations of our life. This is our life. This is my life. I should be the one that determines what I want to do with my life. So I just think
a lot of kids do go through that. It's funny how there's different reactions to it. Some people totally rebel. I'm talking specifically about the parents' example. Some people totally rebel, and they just drop out completely, Or some just go ahead and live that dream for their parents just to wake up 20, 30 years later and realize that was not their dream. They feel unfulfilled.
Wow.
I think the most important concept out of this is that we cannot allow what other people think of us to dictate how we, A, feel about ourselves and what move that we're going to make next. What's our plan? What's your goal? You cannot dictate other people's thoughts to make you feel any differently about you, because, A, it's really none of your business what they're thinking. You know what I mean? And, B,
right.
Who cares? Either some people are pleased with you just because you're who you are, and those are people who are true to you. But the people who, judge everything you do, you need to reexamine that relationship. Maybe they're not the ones for you, but,
right.
Sleepless nights and changing your emotion, how you feel about yourself and what's going on in your life based on other people's opinion will get you nowhere.
Right, and I do want to distinguish a difference between, because, I don't want people to misunderstand, the premise upon this show or the conversation we're having. There's a difference between, if I understand that my people are a part of me, then I am my sister's and my brother's keeper, which means I should strive to treat my people the way I would want them to treat me. But at the same time, that does not mean I will allow other people to force their opinions upon the way I live my life and force their views upon me. It's two different things, because you can't be what you want to be for your family and your community until you have a strong sense of self. And that's
you can always take people's advice and opinions, but sometimes you take what you can and what works for you in your situation.
Exactly.
I think that's the difference we need to make. We're not saying that you should be forget what everybody has to say. Some people do have valid advice, and some people are put in your life to help you along the way. But I think the whole point is, the easiest way I can put it, excuse me, speak, I'm not a shopper, but you're always going to have haters. wasting sleep and worrying about what haters say. Oh, gosh. You go through that your whole life. Sorry, I'm not as proper as you are. Just had to get it out there.
Proper? Oh, my gosh. You think I'm proper? Oh, my gosh. it is what it is. Call a spade a spade.
Exactly.
Let's see. It's not a lot more that we can really say about that particular topic. It's kind of sort of cut and dry. I know we scheduled the show for 90 minutes, but it's not a lot of beating around a bush when it comes to that particular, you know, that particular topic. Because, again, you can't live your life for other people. You have to live your life for you. You know, you have to be the person that determines where your life is going. Of course, you would, you know, like Sister Earth said, you would get advice from your parents or your close friends, you know, a mate or what have you. But we have to understand that those ultimate decisions that we make in our life should be based, at the end of the day, it should be based on us and how we feel, not about what other people are going to think or what they're going to say about the decision we make, because that's their business, that's not yours.
And I mean, I think we should, you know, talk about, like, I don't know, the root and maybe some of the solutions. Like, the example I'm going to give is if we look at our young sisters in school. Personally, I think it's in school, like middle school, high school, that's when you really see people as a whole trying to conform to what their peers think is, quote,
right,
cool or whatever. You know, that seems to be the way that when it starts. I'm not saying that's exactly the start point, because it probably starts earlier in life, but that's the example I can give. Because, I mean, you look around, we can talk about our generation. We had, as far as people on the radio or images of a lot of black women at the time when I was growing up in high school, was Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown. And you look around at your peers, and they're trying to emulate these negative images because of what they see on TV, A, but B, because of what their peers say. It's like if you hang out with a group of people who are, I'm talking about when you're in high school or college, whatever, who are about studying and getting good grades and stuff, most times out of 10, you're going to be like them. But if you're hanging out with people who are into whatever Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim was talking about, most likely you're going to be into what they're into. I think that's when the conformity and when you really start caring what people think of you. Because think about it. I look at my son. He's 3 years old. He could give a hell what anybody thinks about him. As long as it feels good to him and it makes him happy, he's going to do it. You know? But it's like, when does that happen? Where especially we as black women start really caring about what people think. In my personal opinion, I think it starts when you get introduced into school and things like that. And if you don't have a strong upbringing, you might get led anyway, because that's what they teach you. They teach you conformity. I think with that conformity comes the care of, oh, what is my teacher going to think about me? Or what is my homegirl going to think if I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this? Or what is this guy like going to think? You know, I think that's when we start kind of losing a sense of ourselves.
Yeah, I think you just touched on something there, though. When we look at media, the magazines and everything, it's so much propaganda out there against, you know, black people in general, but specifically the
especially
black woman.
Especially black women.
You know,
yes.
It's like when we look at, you know, the quote-unquote standard for beauty, one isn't a black woman. And that's something that black women have to start to change, especially in our households.
But you know what's crazy about that? The standard of beauty is not what you would think of a, you know, black woman. You know, it's usually anti-black woman. But at the same time, it's usually a white girl who gets silicone lip implants
to look like a black woman.
To look like a tan. Like, go sit and fry in the sun. So their skin is darker.
Exactly.
But, again, the standard of beauty is not us. That's where you got to understand the trick. And I think how we're talking about this, how, you know, you shouldn't care what other people think. I think the most important people that we need to spread this message to are young girls.
I would agree. I mean, what happened to it takes a village to raise a child? Nowadays, if you see a young girl walking down the street, in most cases, if this young woman has on some extremely short shorts with her, you know, her butt hanging out of them, in most cases, nobody is snatching that young girl up and explaining to her, look, you're beautiful, your body is beautiful, but your body is a temple, and everybody don't deserve to see your treasure while you walking down the street. That's not just that doesn't mean that you cannot be sexy and classy at the same time. And when I say classy, I'm just saying, you know, presentable. You can, it's like no one has taught most young women how to be sexy and how to leave a little bit of something to the imagination and not just have, you know, their treasure hanging out everywhere. You got your diamonds, golds, and platinum just hanging out, boo. That's not cute. That's not cute. Hold on right quick. Not at 14, 15, and 16 when at the same time the men get their rites of passage, but it's totally wrong. They're looking at women, looking at their body, and not even realize how old they are and not even paying attention to what's in their head. I mean,
or they do know how old they are and are taking advantage of the fact that, like one of our favorite rappers said, that their mind is weak, but their butt is strong. So people take advantage. I mean, I'm just being honest. You know, people do take advantage. I don't care what you say. You can tell how old somebody is as soon as they open their mouth.
Indeed.
I don't care how grown they look.
I think
that goes back to self-esteem, though, too. I mean, and going back to the media images and the self-esteem issue is, like, a lot of these girls don't have self-esteem, and they want someone to like them. They want someone to pay attention to them. You know, you get to that age, and what you see on TV, especially when it's about a black woman, is very sexual, but in a very negative way.
It's twofold. The black woman should be the epitome of sexuality.
However, not in
the way that they're doing it now. For example, how can you have BET? It's supposed to be Black Entertainment Television, but it seems to only want to promote black women as being sexual objects instead of, you know, instead of teaching our people that sexuality and spirituality are one and they're connected. It's like we are only being looked at as, you know, the round hips and a big booty, nice breasts, and they only promote certain types of women, you know. Black women
but
come in all sizes,
sexuality.
Shapes, and colors and everything. So,
but it's animalistic in how they portray it. It has nothing to do with sensuality or just being a sensual woman or sexy or anything like that. It's just raw, animalistic type sexuality. And it's like, no, you are much more than just a pussy and some breasts. And, you know, that's pretty much how they portray it on TV and things like that. And if you don't have someone in your ear like, no, you are more than that, you are better than that, you're not going to know no better. You'll think that's the way you're supposed to do. You think you're supposed to dress naked. You think you're supposed to give it up because a man is it pretty? Whatever. Are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing because you're right. I mean, I'm not laughing because I think you're crazy. Of course I don't think that. But it's like, and the other thing that I think is so important, but I'm not going to get off too much on this topic because this will be for another show. We have forgotten how sacred our sisterhood and our sister circles are. It's almost to the point where when you see another black woman walking down the street, if she has something on that looks good, most women are trained to look at her and go, she thinks she cute. She thinks she sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, you know what, that dress you got on is tight, them shoes tight. I mean, I compliment women all the time. Because if they have something nice on that I like, you know, I'm going to compliment it. If I like their shirt, their sweater, what have you, I don't have a problem with giving other women compliments. But some women do, and to me that's a sign that there are some insecurities within you. And if you have an insecurity within yourself, that needs to be worked on.
And the other flip side of that is when you do give a queen a compliment, she looks at you like you smell bad. It's like,
true.
I'm trying to say, you know, that's another sign that something
exactly,
right.
Exactly, exactly. Or, I hate to keep giving these ors, but I've run into a lot of situations where if somebody sees something in me that they like or that they would like to have within themselves, instead of questioning me about how I got to the place I got in terms of my confidence within myself or how I feel about myself, they say things to try to demean me or my character or try to make me feel less of myself because they're not comfortable with that aspect within themselves. And only black women do this. I have never seen white women do that to each other.
Wow, that's deep.
it's almost as if we have been trained to pull each other down like crabs in a barrel. We should be lifting each other up and you know, holding each other up.
Exactly. And it's sad that, you know, there's, you know, I personally think that we're a large population of us, I won't say the majority, but we're growing into that, realizing that we have to lift each other up. We're now studying metaphysical things and understanding what's going on in the world and how we relate. But the sad thing is we'll sit out there and say, queen, you're beautiful, or you look, or what you have on is nice, or your hair is nice. And then, but the other people, we're so trained that the other woman, either she doesn't feel that about herself, or she doesn't want you to talk to her, but she can't take that compliment. So not only are we trained to hate each other, but it seems like we're trained to hate ourselves.
Exactly, exactly. It's like when another woman says something nice about you, some women assume that there's an underlying, like if I say, you know what, you know, you rocking that dress, you look really nice in that dress, you have a nice shape. It's almost like some women think as soon as they hear that comment from me is, oh, she's trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had women say that to me before. Well, I mean, you trying to be funny? I'm like, no, your hair looks nice. I was enjoying your hair, and I just wanted to say thank you for your hair being beautiful because it looks nice. And it's like, women are like, is she gay? I'm like, what the fuck? Why do I have to be gay or lesbian? And not that I'm coming down on sisters who have that lifestyle, because I'm not. But why does my sexual orientation have to be questioned because I think you're beautiful, or I think your hair is beautiful, or I think your clothing or your shoes are beautiful?
Mm-hmm. No one has ever asked me if I try to be funny, but I've run into that quite a few times. I'm like, oh, that's nice what you have on, or you look wonderful today, or whatever. And they're like, mm-hmm, you know, kind of dismiss me.
No, thank you,
and
nothing,
like,
just like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and turn their nose up. You know, that hurts my feelings. I'm going to be honest. That don't hurt my feelings. Like,
okay, I am trying to be nice.
Yeah, because you try to open yourself up to, you know, to black women, to lift other black women up. And when you do that, it's like, whoa, that was a little bit of a low blow. You didn't expect that. But
exactly. And you know what? At the same time while I'm talking about it, I've been guilty of it in a way. In a way.
Are you going to tell your special story?
Girl, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I might as well.
Yeah, go ahead and tell it.
Okay, I was one of those women for sure, but I'm learning. So, anyway, I was working. I was young. And I was working at this little coffee shop. And so, anyway, the coffee shop had a service window through the mall. So, anyway, boom, me at this coffee shop. And so I'm standing there with my coworker, and this girl, and these two girls come up, and they're, like, one of them is staring at me. One is ordering from my coworker, and the other one is just staring at me. And so I look back at her, and she still looked at me. And, I mean, there was no expression on her face. She was just staring at me. And so I just, you know, anyway, so I looked at her. She didn't look away. And so I looked at my, looked at my coworker, and I said really loud, because I was ignorant at that time, I'm like, is there something on my face? Because she was staring at me so dang hard. Well, anyway, homegirl saw what I said, and she started, like, tripping a little bit. She didn't say anything directly to me. She kind of backed out of the window and was talking loud. I couldn't understand what she was saying, but she was talking loud. Me being a little ignorant back then, I was like, forget it. So I went outside like I was going to fight her. And so anyway, once we got out, yeah, I was ignorant. I'm admitting it. And so anyway, so I got out there, and I'm looking at her like, you know what? What's up? What you want to do? I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. So anyway, so I asked her, you know, what you want to do. I didn't say it in those terms, but I said something similar. And so she was like, I was looking at you because you're pretty. And then she followed that with your ghetto ass.
But the point is, that was like your initiation to Virginia, because you were used to, you know, the harsh New York world.
Yeah, I'm having, and yeah, and that was the thing. Like, I was so embarrassed. I felt like 2 inches tall. I had to turn it.
No offense to New Yorkers. I love people from New York. No offense.
It wasn't the time or the place to explain to her. Like, you had to understand where I, you know, came up. I always had to fight, and, you know, that's how we're tall, whatever. But, I mean, it was embarrassing, and it was a good introduction. It was what I got. But, you know, I was one of those women, too. But, you know, upon contemplation, I realized that was my issue. That wasn't her issue.
Right.
That was my issue, and that was something that I had to work through. I mean, that was a great way to work it through it because, dang, now I'm like, okay. I'm like, everybody's staring at me because I'm cute. No, I'm stop. But I don't take offense to it now, you know. I don't think,
right.
Unless, you know, unless somebody puts their hands on me, you know, hey, it's all good.
Right, right. Another situation that I come across a lot is, you know, I'm a cosmetologist. So, you know, even at school and when you just are working, that's one of the things I do. But even, you know, at school or while you're in a, you know, the shop or salon atmosphere, you have a whole lot of women. It was this one girl I used to go to school with. And the minute another woman started to talk about something that she was excited about, you know, a boyfriend, a new outfit, or her day went good, this other woman, and it never failed, this other woman would kind of sort of interject and start talking about what she was excited about, almost like nobody else could have the spotlight but her.
Misses me too. Misses me too.
Yes. And I was like, wow, no respect for another sister. You got to have a spotlight. What the hell is going on? But, I mean, it's a lot of things that I notice about black women. And what I want to say to the black women out there, whether you're listening to this lab or an archive, no matter what anybody has told you, you look good and you're beautiful. And, you know, we need to walk with that and hold that and know that. Because can't nobody do what we do as black women. We set the trend when it comes to fashion. We set trends, period. And we need to start acting like we know that instead of looking at everybody else like they breath stink, looking at the other sisters like they breath stink or they got boogers on their face. Don't do that.
Exactly. Or their track is showing or something like that. It's like, nah.
But, you know, it boils to me. I mean, everything boils down to self-esteem. It's like you have to be a strong, confident woman in yourself because you're not always going to be the center of attention.
Yes.
You're not always going to be this or be that. But you have to have that confidence in yourself. Like, I look good. I smell good. You know, I'm wonderful. I'm smart. I got this going on.
Exactly.
You got to have your own reason why you are confident.
Even if you have to be strong within yourself. Even if you have to get in that mirror and start talking to yourself, people, you, sister, you may think it's crazy, but it works. Even if you got to strip down naked and get in that mirror and tell yourself, you know, focus on the things that you like about yourself, whether it's physical, spiritual, or what have you, mental, you like the fact that you're smart, you know, you're a quote-unquote go-getter, you know, you're very you know, anything you like about yourself, if you like your hips, if you like, you know, your breasts, we need to learn how to appreciate ourselves.
Is more attractive than confidence. Nothing is more attractive than confidence. I talk about some
exactly.
men. I know some men who are not that cute, but they are so confident in themselves, it makes them attractive.
Exactly.
You have to be like, you have to have that love for yourself. And I think, just like how we're talking, it's all a cycle. Like, if you have that confidence, what other people think about you wouldn't matter to you as much. You know, if you had that confidence, you might not, you know, be like me, ready to fight somebody because they were staring at you too long. You know, I mean, it has to do with confidence. And even in, you know, in my case, the girl was staring at me. She didn't say anything to me. But
right.
in my low self-esteem, in my unconfident way, I'm like, what the hell is she staring at? And blah, 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 ready to fight her. And she didn't say not a word to me. That's low self-esteem. And I just think it's an example of what we're going through. It's like, for black women, we're so high and mighty. We are the creators of the earth. We are the mother of nations. But we don't have self-esteem. And, you know, it's a tool. I know where it comes from. I know where it could come from. But we really need to get over that. Confidence and self-esteem, I think, will get us by a lot of stuff. If we just realized our true power and who we really were, we probably wouldn't even have any use for any talk shows like this anymore.
Well, we need to hurry up and get to that point because the time frame is coming around right now while the divine feminine is rising. And black women, you really need to know who you are. I mean, I'm not just talking. I mean, we need to look at everything. We need to look at our history, but don't get stuck on one part in the world because black people are global people. You know, we need to look, get into metaphysics. And, you know, let me sidetrack for a minute. If anybody know, well, last night, we co-host a show called The Order of My Eye. Last night, we had Brother Aleem Bey, who I will be asking to come on the Black Womaniverse to expound on this particular topic because I've been doing a lot of research on certain, quote-unquote, secret societies and things of that nature. I hear a lot of people, and, you know, Sister Irv, you and I have spoken about this before. We've heard a lot of people talk about Illuminati and the Masons and who are in this particular secret society and, you know, Jay-Z's in this secret society, Kanye in this one, Nas in this one, you know. And we know what the basis of these secret organizations are. That's our history and our culture and our sacred mysteries, you know. And so anyway, while Aleem Bey was on the show last night, I asked him, you know, because I had been doing a lot of research, and I found that it seemed to me as though there was a lot of goddess worship within some of these secret organizations, which didn't even allow women to be a part of these organizations for a long time, and I think recently they started letting some women in, but no black women. Anyhow, so I asked him, you know, is there pretty much goddess worship within these secret societies? And he said, yes, it is, definitely. All of these secret societies, specifically Freemasons, worship the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Cosmic Fire, I see your comment. Last night's show was awesome. I listened to it today at work. Thank you very much. Aleem Bey put it down. And I'm definitely going to have him come back on the Womaniverse to expound on that. A lot of black women don't know, fetal biology and genetics. We're going to do a show about that. Hopefully I get Aleem Bey to get into that when I get him on this show. A lot of women don't know that every fetus starts out as a female. The brain is a female. The genitalia is a female. Not until the female's body allows testosterone to develop, does the genitals start to change into a male. And see, women need to know this. If we knew on a mass scale that we are the beginning, that we ourselves are the alpha and the omega, biologically, scientifically, cosmologically, if we really knew that, then we would have a real good consensus of who and what we are. And I think we would look at ourselves differently. You know, this patriarchal, male-dominant, male-focused thing, it has to come to an end in order to establish Ma'at, which is balance. So we have to lift the black woman up to do that, and we've got to instill some self-pride, self-confidence, and we have got to start to learn who and what we are. Sister Earth, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, you just got quiet on me.
Yeah, because that was a lot of info. I'm absorbing. I'm absorbing right now.
Yeah.
And back to the self-esteem thing, though. That goes right back. If we truly knew what our role was in the universe, not just in our job, not just within our family or as somebody's daughter, but your role in the universe, cosmos. I think, you know, a lot of these other petty things that we run into, you know, will fall by the wayside. And the other thing, I take things to the extreme, but until we get together, our situation as a people, men and women, is not going to improve. So until we queens, we mothers of the world, get this stuff together, get ourselves together, get our mind right, our souls right, things of that nature, we still going to stay in the same situation as a people that we're in right now.
I agree. Definitely. This is a comment I always say. The black woman, let me start this comment off differently. If you look at a tree and you see the leaf and the branches are, you know, dilapidated, they look all dry and brittle and they're falling apart, you're not going to take that water and water the leaf and the branch, are you? you're going to go water the root. And in that aspect, the black woman is the root of our culture. So it is impossible for our people to be able to get right and come together on a whole until we as black women come together. And with that comes a responsibility to yourself mainly, to learn the most that you can about who and what you are, and then start to hold those other, the sister circles, sacred. And, you know, to help uplift black women, because once we can get our heads right, as Sister Earth just said, you know, it's a lot that we can do for our community and our people on a whole. And that does very
much. No one is going to tell you this. And no one's going to tell you this except for, like, I don't want to get off into my conspiracy theories, but my mother one time said to me, she was like, you can't cure racism and not cure sexism or whatever other ism there is. It's all connected.
Right.
But the woman is the main thing. The gender discrimination, and I don't know, a lot of queens haven't really been stepping up and stepping to some of our brothers who, you know, they sit there and tell us, oh, you're a queen, you're this, you're that, but in the next breath tell us that we're only good for making babies and cleaning up after him. You know what I mean? That's a problem.
And religion.
And I wish.
Woo!
I mean, religion too, but I mean, I'm not even going to get onto the religion aspect. I'm just going to talk about people who call themselves conscious, but sit there, males especially, who sit there and say, oh, my Nubian princess, my Nubian queen, but then in the next breath, they will say that your place is to sit down and be led. And my personal response to that is, well, we've been sitting down and been led for this long. Look,
and how far have y'all been getting us?
Exactly. And, I mean, I'm about to go off on a tangent, so I might get cussed out after the show. But
this
women
is not,
who subscribe
this is
to
not,
these, wait, women who subscribe to these ideologies and these religions that put you as a second-class citizen, you have self-esteem issues, and you need to get that together, for real. There is no reason why you should be a second-class citizen or subservient. If you meet a man who is inspired to become a better man by you, as he inspires you to be a better woman, by all means, treat that man good. But do not allow a man to tell you that you are just supposed to sit there and be led. That is not your daddy. And if you subscribe to that ideology, you need to really sit down and think about yourself and think about how you really feel about yourself as a woman and how you feel about other women. I think some deep things will probably come into focus.
I mean, this all goes back to, you know, self-esteem and also, but how we raise our children. Because at some point we have to look at what our mothers and the mothers before us did with their boys. To a certain extent, and you know I say this lots of times, Sister Earth, so I'm going to bring it up again for the sake of this conversation.
Oh, Lord, I'm stop. I'm kidding.
It's
I'm
like,
kidding.
Just take a stock of, go to the toy store. Take a toy store, for example. Take your pick. It doesn't matter which one. Go down the boys' aisle. You will see trucks. You will see games. You will see, you know,
mm-hmm.
WWE figurines. They got all types of toys to have fun and let their imagination fly. Okay, let's switch it up. Let's go down the girl aisle. You got babies, pampers, shopping,
themselves.
Cooking. You know, just take a look at what we're training our young women to do and what we're allowing the little boys to do. The little boys are not being trained in most cases.
Be
now,
your
not,
husband.
Right. They're not taught how to respect the woman, what the woman's position in the community is, how to be a good husband, how to be a good son. They're not taught that. But we have to be taught, it seems as though we are taught from jump, out of the womb, how to cook, babysit, change diapers and everything.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And then we turn around and wonder where all the good men are. And I'm not assuming that there are no good men, but we have to look at the woman's responsibility in this so that we can turn this thing around, because the buck stops with us. It starts and it's going to stop with us. So I'm not going to push off the responsibility on anybody else. As a black woman, I have to do my part.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wow. And just since I mentioned earlier, the reason I said religion, and it doesn't matter which religion you look at, If it's a Western-based religion, it's based off of patriarchy and some of the religions out of the East, but, you know, some. I'll just say mainly one. But anyway, most of these religions teach the women to be very submissive.
But they also
and submissive
teach
in the wrong
that
sense.
Women in yeah, in the wrong sense. But they also teach that, and a lot of them that well, I'll say the major three. They teach that women are inherently wicked. I mean, we're the reason, according to certain works, that evil came, that sin came to the planet because of us. I mean, they do not paint women in a very good light. I mean, I'll use the Bible for an example. There's a story that I always bring up to women, especially who try to beat me in the head with the Bible. But I'm like, here's a story where Queen Vashti, I don't know if I'm getting her name right, but Queen Vashti, her husband asked her to basically strip in front of his guests at a party, and she refused to do so. And so the king was mad, and his advisors were like, we cannot let this information get out, because if all the other women hear about how Vashti refused to do what you wanted her to do, the other women are going to start rebelling too. Now, okay, that's a crazy story as it is. I don't care how you try to slice it or how you try to explain it away.
Agreed.
That's just freaking, that's nuts.
Agreed.
But at the same time, think about what it's teaching, though. Think about what it's teaching. It's teaching that you should be subservient and listen to your husband. And it's also teaching that men are smart enough to know that when a woman does get some, for lack of a better term, you know, I'm not proper, get some balls and stands up for herself, they cannot let other women see that. Because
exactly.
They'll what? Take away
exactly.
Their power.
It's funny, though, but when you look at everything, the woman is there. I mean, even when you go back to the Bible, the thing that they don't tell you in the Bible is that the Bible is it's a book of codes. And what they don't tell you is Adam's first wife was not Eve. It was Lilith.
Yeah, Lilith.
And the reason why
Lilith.
They took Lilith out of the Bible is because Adam wanted her to always be on the bottom. And she was like, no, I like to be on top. You know, because you know we women like that sometimes. Anyway, but yeah, she wanted to be on top. And so it applies to the same story you just told. We can't let it get out that she wanted to, she said, this is what it is, and this is how I'm going to do it. So they kind of rewrote things and took her out the Bible. They also
mm-hmm.
don't tell you that serpent that told Eve about the quote-unquote apple, even though it wasn't an apple, some say it was a fig or what have you. You know, you can research what the symbolism of a fig is versus the apple. But but some people, you know that serpent, if you research the symbology of a serpent, the serpent was a symbolism of Kundalini energy and or the diva or divas or divas, and that is a sacred woman. So that quote-unquote serpent, which was the sacred woman, was actually giving Eve the initiation as a woman into the mysteries in the quote-unquote garden, and that's what that fig had to do with, and that was a problem. They didn't want her to know the knowledge of good and evil. Why wouldn't a quote-unquote God want you to know what's good and what's bad?
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't make sense. And why because the woman wanted to know what was good and evil, now everybody else is doomed because of that, and that's why you have your period? That's another thing. Our period, and I hate the word period, our cycle and our sacred flow is just that it's sacred. Sacred. And
think about how it's described in these texts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in certain religions, if you're on that period, you are considered unclean and
right.
filthy. Something that naturally happens that, you know, according to their ideology that God gave you is clean and is unclean and filthy. I mean, come on. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, you good, sis? You know how we do. We flow back and forth. It's all good. But I mean,
anyway, long story short, it's a trick. It's a trick to keep you down. I mean, I've gotten to a conversation with one of our conscious brothers over this video that was presented by a quote scholar. And so the basic premise is based on male-female relationships. And okay, basic premise is okay, but it was littered with anti-women sentiment. I mean, the interviewer was actually, it was obviously anti-woman, because his first question was, what do you think about these women who say they're going to lead our people and the revolution is going to come from the hands of a woman or whatever, a woman? And he was like, these effing women, I know I cuss, but I'm not going to cuss with women in the same sentence. He goes, these effing women don't even have knowledge of themselves. So that was strike one for me. You know, I was not with that.
What is his understanding of knowledge of self? Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly. And then, so, I mean, basically, just to paraphrase, you got to see this craziness yourself. He was like, well, the women can't lead us and blah, blah, blah. And if she really loved you, how could she lead you? And I was like, exactly. So basically what you're saying is you want to sit here and lead us, but if we really loved you, we should lead you. Like, what kind of technology is this? The sad thing about it is that a lot of our men do not have that sense of power in their own life. And so they have effectively in turn turned into an oppressor. Instead of, you know, trying to take control of what's going on in the world, they try to take control of the person who's closest to them, their woman, their children, things
and
like of that nature.
I just want to interject a little mathematic, you know, equation here, since I think all of us know how to use the equal sign and know how to use the opposite, you know, like, what's the opposite of this and that? So let's just interject a little bit of mathological reason here. I know I probably screwed that word up.
Mathological.
Yeah. You know, that's the Seek Wisdom Dictionary. So, you know, y'all want to get that, hit me up.
That mathological knowledge.
Yeah,
get
mathological knowledge. I'm so silly. Anyway, a lot of people, a lot of times I hear, especially on the YouTube videos and this and that, is, you know, the enemy of the white man is the black man. I just want to clear something up right quick, since we want to use knowledge and we want to talk science, you know, for some, since that's what stimulates them. Let's just break these two words up. White. What's the opposite of white?
Black.
What's the opposite of man?
A woman.
So if you use that equal sign and you add those two words together, the natural opposite of a white man is the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes our brothers in certain situations, the brothers that we love dearly and hold to our heart, sometimes they have been used, sometimes knowingly and sometimes unbeknownst to them, they have been used in some circumstances to get to the black women or either hold us back from coming into, you know, the fullness of what we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And right now is not the time for that to happen. We would love to walk arm in arm with our brothers and love our brothers, because, you know, some of y'all be looking good and smelling good and
smelling
oh,
good.
Oh, I'm going to keep that last one to myself. But
different.
Yeah, but we, you know, we would love to walk arm in arm with y'all and do this thing and, you know, get our community and our families and our people together. But we can't do this if, you know, we're going to continue to be pushed to the sidelines or to the back burner of what's going on right now. I mean, don't stand in the way of the rise of the divine feminine. In order for us to truly have what is called
and
my
don't
eye.
Don't be intimidated by it. Why
right.
are you intimidated by it?
And in order for
Why
us to
scared?
Have what is called my eye, and one of the principles of my eye is balance. If the black woman is on the bottom of the totem pole, that's not balance. And in order to bring that balance, the black woman has to be lifted up in order to meet, at least meet, where the black man is so that we can, you know, do this thing. So
exactly.
I want to reach out, you know, to my brothers, those who may be listening or may hear about this show. This is not about, quote, unquote, what some people may call male bashing. I love my brothers.
Me
but
too.
We have to know that in order for us to do this thing, we can't be intimidated by them. You know, they should not feel intimidated by us. You know, if they do their research and we do our research, we will understand that if you look at African culture, the black woman was the crux of that culture. You know, so we need to get back to that in all aspects. No exceptions.
And treat it as an equal. In the same video that I was complaining about, they said that there's no way that we can be equal. There's no equality. We're just relative. And maybe there's relativity. And basically we were explained as we are, they quote said, we are a natural necessity. Now, some people might not take offense to that, but I did because, okay, let's think about other natural necessities. Water is a natural necessity. You need it to live, right? But you don't necessarily cherish water. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily respect water. You just use it and get it when you need it. Right?
They should respect water because water represents over two-thirds of our body.
But, you should, but again, it's not like they sit there with their bottle of water and be like, oh, I love you, water. You are the reason why I get up in the morning. You don't do that with water. You barely even think about it. You get up, you get you some water, you do pour libations with it, et cetera, but it's not like you give any thought to what the water is thinking. Nothing. We are not a natural necessity like that. I mean, we are, but we should be thought of as much more than that. And unfortunately, a lot of our brothers, and even our sisters, too, because a lot of sisters subscribe to that ideology. But we're coming into consciousness with a Christian, I'm not even going to just say Christian, with a former religion mindset. Like, we're trying to be conscious, but we still think the same way that we did before. Anyway,
there's a few people who just joined the chat room, so, you know, we did start off with the topic for tonight, so we just want to briefly go back over that a little bit to give a brief synopsis because we've since moved to a different topic. The topic of tonight's show, but it's all relative, though. The topic of tonight's show was what you think about me is none of my business. So, Sister Earth, if you don't mind, you want to speak on that front a little bit, you know, so I can give my mouth a little rest?
Goodness gracious. No. Basically, when you let other people's thoughts, you know, change the way you feel about yourself or what plans that you have for yourself, you hold yourself back. Now, we're not saying that you shouldn't take people's advice or people may not have good info for you, but don't care. You shouldn't care what everybody thinks about you because you can't please everybody. And the only person you should worry about pleasing is yourself. I hope that summed it up. You could do a better job.
Well, I think the title of the show says it all. What you think about me is none of my business. I am not going to concern myself, and nor should anyone else concern themselves with what other people think when they make decisions in their life, when they determine, you know, whether it's a new business, a career change, a move that you want to make. You should not concern yourself with what other people are going to think about your decision before you make your decision. None of these people are paying your bills, and even if they are, then, you know, it's still your decision. But anyway, these people have their own life. Do not allow other people's, wow, my English is chopped up. Anyway, do not allow other people to try to somehow live their life or relive their life through you. And I gave an example earlier. Sometimes we look at some of our mothers, and because they have had children at young ages, they grow up and say, you know, this one's going to be a doctor, that one's going to be a lawyer. And it's like from the womb they are already putting what they missed out on their children without giving any, you know, with not even allowing for that child to flourish and pick up on the what that child lacks and letting that child's creativity flow. So it's like they're already expecting you to be a doctor and a lawyer before you know what you like. And then because you love your mom, you feel bad if you don't live up to that expectation. And we shouldn't allow other people to put their expectations on us if that's not what we want and see for ourselves. It's differently if that's what you want to be. But if that's not what you truly want for yourself, we shouldn't feel like we have to live up to someone else's expectation for our life. So I just wanted to make sure that everyone, you know, heard that piece. Feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 646-716-7675. It would be nice to hear what, you know, some of the people in the chat room think about tonight's topic and some of the things we just discussed. I feel a lot is changing within the quote-unquote conscious community, people that are aware of, you know, our history and what is going on with our people. So we have about 29 minutes or what have you remaining in the show, so feel free to give us a call and let us know you know, what you think about tonight's topic or, you know, anything you want to discuss in general. Earth?
Yes.
You tripped me out when you be getting quiet and I go. Oh man, well, it's a whole lot of things. I, like I said, in my little time away, you know, myself reflecting, I walked away from that time frame with a whole lot of things I want to cover here on the Womaniverse. Because I think it's time for women to start stepping out of our shell and speaking out about things as we see them and trying to, you know, call our sisters together so we can get our mind right and get our heads right, you know, because I feel as though it's a lot of things that will be going on and it's going to require a lot more from the black women, specifically.
For sure. I mean, going back to the original topic, it has to start with your own self-love and self-confidence. You got to love yourself because nobody's going to love you unless you love yourself. Everything starts with that self-love and that confidence. You got to love yourself no matter what.
Indeed, indeed. Some of the things that came to me that I will be doing open forum shows about, some of them will be for example, our culture. What is it? See, I don't want to give away the entirety of what the show will be about, but we need to understand, as far as African culture, who and what God was. And when I say God, I'm just speaking about the concept of God or the concept of the divine, because I hate to even say God. I want to say the concept of the divine. And since I'm speaking on that, I will say this. For those who missed the last show, well, the show prior to the last one, it was called Time Out for Me. I think all the sisters need to go back and listen to that show because it has some very pertinent information in reference to that show. But one of the things that we touched on was understanding that you are an essence of the creator or the divine having a human experience. And I think if everyone knew that and had a clear understanding of the fact that they are an essence of the divine here on this earth having a human experience, we would treat ourselves differently and we would change how we interact with each other. That would definitely change if people actually understood and had a clear, you know, had a clear, a very clear and concise understanding of that. What do you think about this, Sister Earth?
I agree.
All right. Another topic that we will be covering, of course, not tonight, but is a woman's worth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Another one will be out of the box. You know, I talked to you about them, those boxes and those labels, and I'm going to touch on that real, you know, briefly. A lot of us came into this conscious movement, you know, or awakened movement, or whatever you want to call it, and we were kind of sort of running away from the religions, the, you know, Christianity, Islam, and the like. And it's like in those factions and religions, there were so many labels and so many boxes you had to stick yourself in. If you called yourself a Christian, this is what's expected of you. And the minute you step outside this box, well, you're not a real Christian. You're not a true Christian. You're not a Muslim. You're not a Muslim. And, you know, you're not a member of the nation. That's not what people in the nation do, you know, all of that. At some point, we've got to understand that so far it looks like we've stepped outside of these, we were running away from these boxes, but in a way we've created these same label and boxes within the conscious community. We have, you know,
sure,
the Christians over here, the Moors over here, the Moor Science Temple of America, the Black Power over there, the Pan-Africans. You know, we got all these different labels instead of just understanding that we're family and we need to check our ideology and our philosophical ideals at the door when it comes to sitting down at the table to make moves for our people as a whole. So
mm-hmm.
when that out-of-the-box section comes, that show topic comes up, that's pretty much what that show will be about.
That one is a good one because it's true. We take it, even though, you know, we're trying to move towards, quote, consciousness or whatever, we still take the same ideology and the same attitude that we did with the other religions, and that's really not how it should go. We're basically conscious Christians.
Wow. Devilish Tricks, I'm looking at a comment in the chat room. You put $1 at the club equals a woman's worth, and you have a smiley face rolling around laughing.
Word?
Wow. You know, I'm not even going to read into what that could possibly mean. I'm just going to act like I ain't see that comment. You know, it's very possible I could be taking that out of context. But if it seems as though I am, you know, it would be nice to for you to reply in the chat room so you can explain that comment. I can't go anywhere other than what it seems like that comment is stating. $1 at the club equals a woman's worth.
Hmm.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
My mom is.
Woo.
Wow.
It's funny. That's, I'm not even, I could say a lot to that, but I'm not. Shouts out to Cosmic Fire and Devotion in the chat room. My IQ is 130. Really? Shouts out to you in the chat room. And, okay, they said the strip club, think about it.
Oh,
word?
Wow.
Yeah, the brothers be making it rain at the strip club, no doubt. However, that is not what the bulk of our women are. The bulk of our women are not in strip clubs. You know, and for those that are, you know, if that's what they choose to do for that time frame in their life, more power to them. I'm not here to judge anybody else. I'm simply here to uplift. It's very possible that those women at the strip club don't have access or don't know of these shows and lectures and topics and things that we're discussing right now. And if you look deeper into women's mysteries, you will understand that there were certain roles within certain temples that did certain things, and I'm not going to go any further. I'll just refer you to our previous show called African Orgasmic Alchemy Healing. You may want to listen to that show if you haven't, and you may get a little more in-depth knowledge of some of the roles that we had in our ancient societies before you judge other people. So that's all I'm going to say.
And to all the strippers who are listening, just like the show, what you think about me is none of my business.
Indeed. What you think about me is none of my business.
Girl, that's crazy. Wow.
Stripper mentally is rampant. Suburban women learning pole dancing. Come on, sister. What?
How do we get on?
I'm straining not to respond to this. I mean,
I got the wrong phone number.
We're not here to tear down women, you know, devilish. I'm not sure if you heard our previous shows, but we are here to uplift women. So we're not talking about what the women are doing that don't really have an idea of who they are. And again, it's not our business what they doing on that level. We haven't lived the life they have lived. They may be facing or looking at a different reality. It's more important what you are doing versus what they doing on those poles. So, yeah, this must be a man. Anyway, and there's nothing wrong. You know, he has the right to his opinion and his views, you know, so it is what it is. Just know that instead of dropping them dollars, you need to drop some fives and tens. Make it rain instead of making it drivel.
Yeah, pay that girl.
How about some 20s or some hundreds?
Hey, that girl's
I'm just kidding.
Tuition.
Anyway. Let's see. Another topic that we will definitely cover here is transformation, evolution, growth, and anchors. I know that's a long title, but it's very needed. Because as I found from experience that as I grow and as I study more and learn more about myself and about women, as I study more about our history, about, you know, women, about Africans in general, what have you, the more I studied and was evolving myself, is that I grew. I'm trying not to read the chat room right now. Is that
more
I grew, I realized that there were certain people that were in my life that I didn't necessarily. I found it hard to be able to deal with those people because they just, not that anybody else was beneath me, because I don't go there with that type of comment or that thinking, but it's like they weren't vibrating where I was. They weren't on the same frequency. Their life was not where I was trying to take mine. So they started to become an anchor. And at some point when you're growing, there comes a time when you have to make a decision about who you have around you. Because some people will hold you back from where you're trying to go. So that's definitely a topic that we will cover here. Another one is consciousness and free will. So anyway, y'all mark the show as a favorite. You can check us out on www.blackwombniverse.webs.com. And get some background and some history on the Black Wombniverse. And on that website, you'll be able to look at our information regarding our sponsors and information regarding previous guests we've had on the show and upcoming guests. And we also have a social networking site. You can get there or get to that site when you go on to the blackwombniverse.webs.com website. Greetings, Commission. And B. Gower or Gower. Sorry if I'm chopping your name up. I apologize. Okay, Devilish, you are tripping in the chat room. Earth, I wish you could see this.
I don't.
A lot of women in strip clubs, and they don't work there. Hey, it may be true. And, hey, you know, more power to them. A little liquor get her to lick. Okay, you know what?
Wow.
My girl got a girlfriend. I bet she does.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, wait a minute. You said you would too?
Yeah.
You. I'm going to leave that one alone. I already know what you're implying. I ain't even going there. I'm not going there. I guess everyone in the chat room just wants to listen tonight. I've given the call-in number out, which is 646-716-7675. You know, call in. Feel free to let us know, you know, what you think about tonight's topic or, you know, the other many plethora of things we've been discussing tonight. Also, you know, check out the different shows we've had in our archives. We've had quite a few guests on with some very important information for Black women and for our Black brothers. So, you know, feel free to look through the archives and listen to those shows and rate the shows and post some comments. And you can also send messages to Black Wombniverse through Blog Talk Radio. If you want to give us some suggestions about show topics or guests. So, you know, feel free to definitely, you know, send us emails and, you know, reach out to us. Let us know what you think. Anything you would like to say, Sister Earth, before we get off the line?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, fam, we can go ahead and end the show out tonight. Let's see. I don't know what I want to play, but since he's talking about them stripping poles, I guess I'll play. I guess I'll play a little. Let's see. Hey, there you go, Cosmic Fire. He's talking about strippers can't be positive. And Cosmic Fire said, then why you spend time with them? And then she brought up the fact that you said you love a shake dancer, which he did. He did say that. Go ahead, Cosmic, get him. Set him straight. All right, y'all, we about to head on out of here because I love me some Jill Scott. That's my sister right there. She be hitting it with these songs, and I love this one dedicated to the pole dancers. Devilish got me acting very devilish in here today. All right, y'all, peace. Enjoy the music, and make sure y'all come back on December 9th. We will have Dr. Delbert Blair here talking about ancient woman's wisdom and much more. So see you then on the 9th. Peace.
Oh.
I knew you was gonna do that. Alright, y'all enjoy this song now.
Right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. Your hands so deep, I'm breathing.
Earthy on the air, the money to my feet.
Hip dip and I'm twisted in your hands and your lips and your tongue trip.